From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
This man, Flag Miller, an international expert in Islamic reform, is carefully analyzing more than 1,500 audio tapes taken in 2001 from Osama bin Laden's former compound in Kandahar, Afghanistan. He obtained the cassettes following the Taliban's evacuation from Kandahar in 2001. The FBI declined ownership of the collection, and Miller, a linguist fluent in Arabic, is the first academic researcher to study the tapes.
He talks in those cassettes about his personal battlefront experience in ways that is edited from his later statements, because he's trying to craft an image of himself as a kind of a global Muslim voice, right? That's kind of recognized for his kind of Islamic heritage.
Miller says bin Laden's view of the world is that there is something fundamentally lacking in the ethical foundations of his homeland.
He sees Islam as having been perverted by not only Saudi political authorities, but by ruling Arab leaders across the Middle East. He imagines a brighter day for Islam, in which Muslims can feel a sense of empowerment rather than victimization.
In these tapes, bin Laden consistently identified the U.S. as his number one enemy. Paul Fotenauer reporting from UC Davis.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.